It's okay. It's okay to be a black girl and wear your own hair. Mother Africa, mother of humanity. It's okay to be a black girl who lets other black girls know that it's okay to be a black girl and wear your own hair. Why should you be ashamed because God created you differently from other girls? Celebrate your uniqueness. Mother Africa, you don't have to pay Asia $1 billion a year for European hair in America. That's ridiculous, especially when so many of your children, our children, are hungry and sick and homeless. Haven't you noticed the happy heads of little black girls with locks as opposed to the tortured heads of little black girls whose hair has been fried straight before they can barely fit them into the nub of a ponytail? You don't have to buy no pony's tail. Real black men love you just the way you are. We'd much rather run our fingers through your natural hair, kinks and all, than through some weaves and extensions that have been dangling on some horse's butt. But if you don't love yourself, how can others? It's okay. It's okay to be a black girl and wear your own hair. Like the brothers who haven't straightened their hair since the 50s, except for that brief Jerry curl interlude in the 80s. Most black men have gone all natural in America, from bebop to hip hop. And some of those endless, scary, three-piece configurations look embarrassing. I'm not trying to tell anybody how to wear their hair, because black hair is so flexible, you can wear it any way you want to. I just want you to look at some of them old girls who have been banging their stress heads with hot irons for decades and know that it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be a